Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Some of the most frustrating times I had was after the AFC Championship game when we looked at the way the Ravens conducted their offense, ran their offense, and I guess the word ran right now is not the right word to put in because they didn't run the ball. Not enough, not in my opinion. And evidently in the opinions of others as well. Roquan Smith spoke to the media at the voluntary workouts.
Yeah, no, I think that's huge. I think it's going to make us stick to what we do. Having a guy like him, anytime you need a play with him and Lamar back there, I think it's going to be crucial. I'm excited. It's going to open up a lot for everyone. Going against the guy, I know the type of threat that he opposed to other defense. So it's going to be scary. I'm excited to see. And as I would say, I'm glad that I'm on the defensive side and watching those guys, cheering them on, play in and play out. Told a couple of my friends in the offseason, maybe I'll have to get some popcorn on the sideline, and you know, while I'm watching those guys go to work. So I'm definitely excited. I think it's a great piece added to us, and it's going to help us get to where we want to be.
Make us stick to what we do. Telling, huh?
There's probably six reasons he thinks that.
Yeah, the six carries.
Yeah. You know, and look, I think
– I'm not upset with him.
No, I'm not either. Like, everybody – look, if you're smart about what happened in the AFC Championship game, the first thing you go back to is, why did you stop running the football against a team that clearly last week could not stop the run? And I understand that the looks they're giving you favored the pass. You are a running team. You come in and you do what you do and you make other people adjust to you. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, The whole year watching the same thing, and then again, this is a repeat of what we saw in 2019. It's the same exact thing. You ran it six times, and it was an 8-point game.
Joe, could you do me a favor? Could you play that again? Because I got another perspective on this as well.
Yeah, no, I think that's huge. I think it's going to make us stick to what we do. Having a guy like him, anytime you need a play with him and Lamar back there, I think it's going to be crucial.
Oh, I'm excited. Stop there. He said, making us do what we do, having a guy like that back there. It almost sounded like he alluded to maybe there was a lack of trust with the guys back there.
That could be something, too, that they won't come out and say.
That's what I get that. I don't get as much criticism as I get more confidence in the guy that's back there now from that take. I don't get him. I don't feel like he's blasting the coaching staff more so than saying, listen, they didn't do it because they didn't really trust the guys that are back there to be the bell cow.
And now you have one.
And now you have
one. You can't look over your shoulder and say, nah, I don't want to give the ball to that guy.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the other thing, too, is, and I'll say this regarding, and I know you don't, look, it's the AFC Championship game, so you throw everything out the window at that point because you're trying to get to the next one. Like, the Bills, when they didn't trust their running backs, what did they do? They called Josh Allen's number more times.
Right.
So why not just call Lamar's number more times if you don't trust those backs out there? Spread them out wide, get them out to that point, and have Lamar take off. You know, and it's easier said than done, but you have one of the most special guys to ever do it at that position, especially with running the football.
Yeah. I just, you cannot put yourself in position in that point of the postseason where you're messing around with things that just aren't you. You can't get out of character when in a moment where your character matters more than anything. And they got out of character against the Kansas City Chiefs at home in the playoff game.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
No, I mean, you got to run the football. And then, again, like, you hear guys on the defensive side say that they're happy to be on that side and be able to watch them instead of going out there and tackling them. I think a lot of the big linebackers like Roquan, some of the other guys that have come from here because, who was it, Jahad Ward laid out Derrick Henry once on the Giants, and you look at it and you don't see it that often. So when you do, you go, ooh, okay. I think some of those guys like hitting them. It's the defensive backs that make business decisions when he gets past those linebackers.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris is on medical right now. I want to see this team when they gel. You know, I don't need Derrick Henry with 275, 300 carries on a regular season. I don't need that. Get you another running back either by draft or sign him off the street. Get Derrick Henry about 200 carry, two to 225 during the season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I want from him. I don't want a ton of it. I want to save him because you don't need him to carry the football like that.
No, you don't need. And again, like, if things are working out, depending on what they do in the draft, after the draft, if there's a street free agent, somebody gets cut that you want to bring in, okay, I'm listening to you. But, you know, like, we've talked about Derrick Henry. They've called December because that's his month. And what other month would you rather have your guy ramping up for the month right before the playoffs? And so, yeah, he's got to get his touches this year.
When is Keaton coming back, Joe?
Do you have any? Like, I don't know.
Probably November.
Is it that long? Well, I guess, yeah, he did.
I mean, that was, what, late November or early December when he tore it. I think with how hands-on they are with their recovery, I could see them really slow playing him coming back, especially because I think they expect him to be the future after Derrick Henry is no longer here.
Derrick Henry averaged the last four full seasons. I'm not counting 21 because he only played eight games. But in the last four full seasons, he averaged 327 carries per year.
Mm-hmm.
Two of those years, he had 378, 349. He led the league in the last four full regular seasons. Now, Jeremy, in 2021, he played eight games. Now, let's do this math here. In 19, he played 15 games, had 303 carries. In 20, he played 16 games, he had 378. In 22, he played 16 games, he had 349. And this past year was a low. He played 17 games, but he still led the league with 280. In eight games in 2021, how many carries do you think he had? Eight, half the season.
He's
averaging 370.
So about 150.
He had 219 carries in just eight games.
Mm.
Eight games. He had 219 attempts for 937 yards, man.
The one thing I would say about
ridiculous.
That, too, is if you look at his first 2 years, they weren't big years of carries.
No, it was 110 and 175.
Yeah. So,
I want him to be where he was in year three. In year three, he had 215. That's what I want him to be.
And he might be a little bit more than that, depending on how the season's going. But, and again, with Keaton Mitchell, though, I think the concern there is I don't know that he's going to be – like, I think they have hopes for him in the future, but I think his hopes is that he ends up being like a Justice Hill type.
Yeah.
Getting his, you know, 8 to 10 carries a game because with his size.
I think he's better than Justice Hill, though.
No. I'm not.
You're talking about use.
Use. That's all I'm talking about.
Well, his usage.
Yeah, because it's a matter of his size that I'm not sure that he can be an every down back.
I I agree with you. This is because of how the Ravens do. That's probably what they do. But I agree with Joe in the sense of his skill set, his talent. He needs the ball more than that. I just don't know how you can do it when you have Derrick Henry in the backfield as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.